Welcome back, everybody. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is our last segment of the day. Get in your thoughts and comments, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I was having a civic discourse with my friend Gary from Sussex. We were talking about Charlie Kirk. And Gary, my question to you was, do you ever go and check what people say Charlie Kirk said? Have you ever looked at, for example, some of the accounts of the professors that he targeted on his professor watch list and the death threats and hate mails and job losses and racist, awful messages that have tracked them from place of business to place of business and from home to home? Have you checked that stuff out?
Well, first of all, I'm 73 years old.
Okay.
And I don't follow Charlie Kirk that much. Maybe in the last 5 years I have. Previous to that, no. Ben Shapiro and him would go to all these colleges all the time. And I, you know, didn't really follow it at all. I knew a lot about him. I learned tons about him after he's been killed. And one of the things that I truly believe is people can say things 2 or 3 years ago, 6 months ago, and they do have a right to change their mind in what they say. They do make mistakes and apologize.
Yeah, but Charlie Kirk never did that. He never disavowed any of this stuff that I'm quoting to you. He was saying this up until the day I died. And by the way, Gary, I said to friends of mine this weekend, the thing that I think is the worst about this is not just that political violence is the norm. It's the fact that Charlie Kirk was deprived the opportunity to change his mind, to open his heart, to ask forgiveness for the group from the groups of people that he has advocated active oppression of, including women and people of color and the gay community as a whole. I am saddened that he will never have the opportunity to seek forgiveness for that oppressive speech from the God he claimed to love. I mourn that opportunity for him. Assassination takes away from all of us the right to seek forgiveness and to change our minds. That is a true tragedy, that Charlie can never change his mind because he never disavowed any of that stuff, Gary.
Well, I understand that in some people's opinion, and I do believe that some of the stuff that he did say was maybe hateful, but it's the way, first of all, I'm a Christian, and I know what the Bible says about gay marriage and homosexuality. So if somebody would ask me, what do you think about it? I'd say, well, it's wrong. Now, is that hate speech, Maggie? I wouldn't sit there and drill about it and say, oh, you're going to
hell. If we're talking about your religious beliefs, but if those religious beliefs translated into different treatment of persons that worked for you on the job, I would say that that's not a good thing. I think people repeating their religious beliefs as if that has to be the belief for everybody else and the justification for different treatment of persons under the law, that that's an active harm and actually something that Jesus would probably have a problem with. That we shouldn't be defining rights based upon one group's religious beliefs.
Well, okay, but this is his opinion. He said before...
It's his opinion that he's advocating for government policy. He was one of the president's closest advisors. These weren't hypotheticals. These are realities. We see these things happening today. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance name-checking nonprofit organizations that don't politically align with Donald Trump's movement.
Well, Maggie, the thing is, what I look at on this assassination is, and I'm sure you heard this from a lot of people, conservative MAGA people, that they assassinate my future and your future president. He would have been president 2032 or 2036. I really believe it. And to be present.
Well, your belief doesn't make that fact. And whether or not that would have come to pass is a complete hypothetical. Bobby Kennedy was murdered, assassinated. So was MLK, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X. You want to stack up the amount of liberal Democrats that have been assassinated. Like the lists aren't comparable, but the point is we shouldn't be comparing lists in the first place. We shouldn't be comparing degree of hate speech that is acceptable. We should be able to condemn both the assassination and the hate speech that Charlie Kirk profited off of for decades. Can't we do both things? I will defend his right to say all of that stuff and to be provocative and to go onto a campus and have those debates. I will condemn the assassin, who, by the way, was not a Democrat. He was like a 4chan, 8chan trolling griper nihilist who's about as far right wing as you can possibly get. But I'm not going to act like Charlie Kirk wasn't someone who trafficked in bigotry.
He's a nutcase. He had mental problems. And we all agree. I don't blame the Democrats for what he did. I blame him. He's a nutcase. And he's been kind of brainwashed by Antifa or whoever else he's hanging out with.
Groypers are a far right group. Antifa is a far left group. The groups have completely different ideologies and nothing to do with one another.
Maggie, I like you and I respect you and I like listening to you. And I like how you handled CJ because you let him talk. Nobody else really does that. So I really respect you. I disagree with a lot of things you say, but not everything you say. And you're a good person. And I believe that what you said in the beginning by saying it's sad and it's wrong that he was killed, I would never listen to you again if you'd have went out there and if you'd have said, thank God he's dead. I would never listen.
Never in a million days. He's deprived of the opportunity to change his mind and continue to have a discussion. Gary, you'll always have a place on my caller list. Folks, if I didn't get to you, I'm sorry. It's all about these great discussions and real news here at Civic Media. Thanks for being with me. I'll be back tomorrow. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But remember, it is always better when we stand together peacefully.